Starting the recording now. All right, well, I guess it's fair to say we would like to welcome everybody again to what is going to be, I think, a pretty astonishing experience as we climb aboard our famous solar bark and go on one of our voyages, which we have done before. In fact, right out into this area of the solar system before. That one was a lot of fun. I don't know if you guys know this, but there is a rift out between Saturn and Jupiter that is actually an access point to other galaxies. So Interstellar, maybe without knowing it, actually had it right. And we've been out there before and peered into it, that sort of thing. And many people experienced something fantastic, and that was being able to literally see another galaxy or civilization or whatever was appropriate for their viewing at the time. I think we ought to just get started here. And so why don't we go ahead and get into our relaxed state. And I think we're getting used to it, but they're probably new callers, and so we'll just go ahead and talk about how that's done. And whether you're sitting or lying down, doesn't really matter. You can get that relaxed while sitting. So we will start with deep and even breathing. And it's not so deep that it's an effort, but it's just a good full breath. And a good three of those, and you can sort of put it on autopilot, and the exhale should just be a comfortable, fairly controlled pace, meaning that you can just sort of throttle back the deflation as though you're pinching off the nozzle in a balloon slightly. So let's go ahead and do that. And now put your attention on your forehead and relax it completely. And as we say pretty much every time, go ahead and put your attention back on it and make sure it's relaxed, because sometimes you find it can go just a little bit more. And now relax your eyes. I can feel that at least for some of us, if not all of us, that I have a sensation right behind the bridge of my nose that I'm familiar with, and it's it always portends something pretty profound. Maybe put your attention there and see if you can feel some sort of sensation or pressure or warmth there. And now relax your jaw. Now your throat. And now on one of these exhales, allow your chest to relax completely as it deflates. And now just scan everything from your solar plexus on down and make sure that it's just that everything is relaxed. And this technique usually means that it is. Now just allow your awareness to be completely unfettered by your body. And move to our dock. It is all marble and columns and flower pots. The stairs, you descend to climb aboard our solar bark, which for those who are new to us is an Egyptian boat. They used them to move up and down the Nile and all over the Mediterranean, and then larger versions to actually navigate the world. One of which, I think it was about 80 feet long, was found right next to the Great Pyramid. And that's what they called them, solar bark, spelled B-A-R-Q-U-E. And this is the ship that we use to take our psychic voyages. And now that everybody is here, we'll start on our way. And we cover a lot of ground in a short space of time. We'll talk a little bit about the first stop that we're going to make, but first let me check if it's okay that we do this. I'm getting a thumbs up, and this is a moon of Saturn. Maybe you've heard of it. It's called Enceladus. It's a fascinating moon. It's very small, and it does actually have a small civilization within it, if I remember correctly, that is not on our plane. And yet, that was why it was necessary for me to check that it was okay that we get into their space, so to speak, because we are traveling about psychically, which means that we're reaching across the barriers of density and are perceivable on many levels at once, of course. Right now we are traveling together, really, in our fourth density selves, if you will. And we are coming up on it now, and we'll stop here for just a moment. For those, I know some of you can see it, but I'll go ahead and describe it. It's fairly barren on the outside. It has typical striations and pockmarks from being bombarded and that sort of thing. It was one of the Cassini probes that discovered about this particular moon that it is absolutely covered in geysers. And these geysers are spraying gases and liquids out around it at all times, and some of that photography is absolutely spectacular. But they now know that the outermost ring of Saturn, I believe it's called the F ring, is made by the gases and liquids being sprayed by this tiny little moon. And so what I was shown as we again move forward in our solar bark is that we could go ahead and position ourselves right, it's hard to say, underneath when we're talking about perfect spheres in the vacuum of space, but let's go ahead and put it that way, that we are pulling up and allowing it to just shower down upon our psychic selves. I don't know about you, but that's pretty spectacular feeling for me. I think we ought to stay a minute. Since these elements we are being showered by also exist on multiple planes, there are energetic components that are doing something to our subtle bodies, naturally, and for the more gifted among you, it'd be interesting to hear what you have to say about that. Meaning in being able to see I don't know if you have yet noticed, but we're near enough to Saturn that unbelievably beautiful gas giant just absolutely dominates the view. For me, it's slightly off to the right. And now I think we'll ease towards the rings. And naturally, we are so small that we're going to dip down a little bit and pass beneath the rings so that they essentially form a ceiling. And that we are so small means that we can rise right up through it and just pass between the ice and some of the other solid matter that the rings are composed of. And as we rise up through it, we'll move a little closer so that the layers of Saturn are clearly visible to us Saturn does happen to be the headquarters for many confederations, not many, but at least one or two, and is also where Ra or Selima, the sixth density entity collective entity that we've been working with now for about 3 years, is headquartered. And so right now what we will do is we'll just essentially silence me and stay until I sense it is done. And what we're doing here is this would be the time to go ahead and consume the concoction that you have made, even if it's just water, because it is now programmed to open you to anything that would come from any of these beings. So do that now. And I'll go ahead and silence myself so that I can lie down and get deeper into this. If you would like to continue in this communion, please do so. There's no reason that my voice would interfere with that. And I think we just sort of turn our solar bark and make a leisurely pace home while we chat a minute. There are a few things to cover here that are important to understand about what we have coming. First off, I did a post not all that long ago that talked about how that which inhabits us is not so much a soul as it is what you really are. And what you really are is bent on a purpose to assist in what goes on Earth. And to do that, there is an integration going on between what you really are and this fake self that is the physical being inhabited. And so this has never been about the evolution of a species. This has always been about the use, the temporary pedestrian use of a species that is perfect for planetary conditions over the course of a planned success experiment. The evolution is the evolution under which the real self is undergoing. What is otherwise thought of as spirit, whereas that's not really true so much as it's just saying what you really are. And this body is therefore the phantom. What is happening with this communion are these people, and I've personally never felt them closer. They felt to me like they were just right there, just right in my face. There is an alchemical action of some kind going on informationally between the real self and them, and therefore all communications were going on superconscious levels. Obviously, there are people who are gifted on a conscious level to be able to consciously pick up some of what was going on with that, even though it could be incredibly difficult to explain. And so all of this is to be understood, at least to some extent, because that's, you know, that's really what we have to apprehend with respect to what we're really doing. The big fallacy, of course, is that we're involved in the evolution of Homo sapiens, and that's the furthest thing from the truth. That is a species whose time has run out. And what we're going to be doing next week is visiting an inner planes temple that is called the White Fountain Temple. That's what it asked us to call it. And when we visit it, beings essentially materialize to communicate with us, just to make that communication be more like we're used to, of course. And this temple has 64 levels, and you could almost say that it has 64 temples, and that is a direct reference to DNA, and it's really the DNA of the universe. And truth is that you, every one of us, have the DNA of the galaxy. And there is a preparation involved with visiting that temple. And so between now and next week, in meditation, just go walk through a field of flowers and make it be a crazy variety. Pretend you're on Pandora and Avatar or something, and find a flower, because that is the first thing that we have to have clasped in our scrubbed little hands as we climb aboard the solar bark and start heading towards the White Fountain Temple. That flower is in fact the one of the most important, let's say, entry items that we can have. And let's see, I don't think that we have anything else to cover. Other than this, that there is a preparation. So as an example, when we're heading towards that, there's going to be a process where we will literally have to stop in a mist that surrounds this mental plane, and you know, you're almost, let's say, vetted in a way where it, you know, something there scans and makes adjustments to literally all of your bodies that can be there, so that we ourselves are not some sort of a contaminant, because it's really easy to picture being a contaminant in a place like that. And so that's a part of what's going on, and a part of what's going on with that flower. Okay, I think I'll unmute everybody and leave the recording going this time as we pull up to our dock. And as we float over to the marble stairs, we are back home. How is everybody?
Wonderful.
Wow.
You're fine. Thank you, Jason.
Let's see.
That was amazing.
I feel like a little child that fell asleep in the car on the way home from a big party. That's a really good description.
So good.
I know, just that sort of lazy vibration of the road kind of thing.
It all comes so easily.
All right, well, if you know, we want to hang in the Super Beings chat and talk about it for a minute, or if you feel like just staying right where you are, you can, you know, just go right back into it and continue that communion, because I know that's a powerful one. I think that's what I'll do myself after we maybe hang out in the Super Beings for a minute, because that was really powerful.
Absolutely.
I agree. Going to be feeling that for quite some time. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it was great. Thank you, Jason.
Okie dokie.
Thank you.
Not
thank
all.
You.
Night and good night. Love to all.
Lots of love.